From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Around my part of the central Queensland coast, the LED strings and sculptures are starting to spread to augur the Yuletide festivities. How much QRM will be created by these seemingly innocent light displays is not something I'm willing to guess, but it will just add on top of the hash from the solar panels scattered on the neighbouring rooftops. It's been pleasing to see the sky instead of the smoke from the fires on Fraser Island. Depending on the wind direction, the smoke haze has extended from south of Gympie to north of Bundaberg. Anyway, if I can go back to my comments from last week, I note that the columnists are still dissecting the behaviour of the Minister of Communications, the Honourable Paul Fletcher. With legal brains in the background, it has been suggested that his latest foray against the ABC might be beyond his powers. Not only has the board been requested to answer his 14 questions, but he has more recently suggested that he might dismiss the ABC chair, Miss Ida Buttrose. I raise this point as it seems the amendments to legislations that passed Parliament this past week may give the Minister the power to interrogate the ACMA. Whether this should give solace to we amateurs in getting our licensing delays corrected is a mystery yet to be solved. This week the ACMA has posted an intention to possibly reduce license fees in line with the rise in inflation. That is negative 0.3%. When you get your renewals, don't race out to spend the savings all at once. Further, most of us now know that 60 metres is not a band we will get access to in the future. The long-awaited decision is made on the basis that defence needs for spectrum could be jeopardised by, to quote, thousands of amateurs accessing the 5 MHz channels. Many operators will not have equipment for 5 MHz and a lot more have interests other than HF. So I find the reasoning that has been given somewhat specious. Whilst we are still in the late stages of the demise of the 24th sunspot cycle, there are the indicators that the new one will be interesting. A solar flare was due to disturb the Earth on the 9th or 10th, so what effect did it have? Earlier there was a 144 MHz contact between North Queensland and the northern tip of the North Island of New Zealand. 6 metres has been providing interesting openings, including to ZL land, with both 10 and 15 metres providing DX for those who've been monitoring. Digital is proving to be a good indicator. It's not all bad news, and as they say, you win some and you lose some. From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, in the Fraser Coast town of Howard. It's heard every Sunday following the national news on VK4RBU, your repeater on 146.800, and linked repeaters through the Wide Bay and Central Queensland.
'Tis almost the night before Christmas. Hi, I'm Graham, VK4BB on Q News with the social scene for Queensland. The TARC Christmas Lights Tour happens Friday, December 18. TARC will count down the minutes and seconds until 2021, utilising the original PMG talking clock. This on the Townsville VHF repeater, VK4PQ All-Star Link and Echo Link nodes, and VK4MSS All-Star Link node. TARC Australia Day Long Week Family Radio Camp happens Thursday afternoon the 21st to Tuesday afternoon the 26th of January at Girl Guides Association of Queensland, Blue Water. VK2, it happens. That's Wyong, the Wyong Field Day, February 28. And Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club will participate in the John Moyle Field Day Contest. That happens March 20 and 21 at the Model Aero Club, Mosquito Creek. Redfest 2021, April 10. The Clareview Gathering, where radio amateurs meet between Rocky and Mackay, is one of the main revenue raisers for the Rockhampton and District Amateur Radio Club and the Mackay Amateur Radio Association, 30th of April to Monday morning, May 3. Central Highlands ARC Theresa Creek Campout happens Friday the 28th till Sunday the 30th of May at the dam southwest of Claremont. And in VK3 for the whole of Australia, Alara Meet 2021 Bendigo, October 1 to 4. If your club is interested in getting your word out to the rest of VK4 and to your members that are listening, drop us a line, qnews@wia.org.au. I'm Graham, VK4 Baker Baker.
From Queensland, this has been VK4 WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to qnews@wia.org.au.